This is station WLS-MFT, where you get too much of everything in the fine arts. And now your 10,000 Chicago area currency exchanges, where your money earns us 10%, present the Kolatskiata Festival.
Kolatskiata Festspiel 1978.
Festival Kolatskiata 1968.
Kolatskiata Festival 1978.
Kolatskiata Festival 1978.
Das internationale Radionetz sendet die dritte Folge in der Reihe der Flucht des memmenhaften Spucknapfes. Diese Folge wurde ursprünglich für die Radiosendung Noch Kalatski im Jahre 1944 geschrieben.
La chaîne internationale de radio présente la troisième émission de la série intitulée Le fléau du crachoir lâche. Cette émission a été créée originalement pour la série Noch Kalatski en 1944.
The International Radio Network presents the third program in the series entitled The Curse of the Craven Cuspidor. This segment was originally written for the Noch Kalatski radio series in 1944.
Ive international ye edi re etwit ne, as ins pray the earth they ogrem pray in the irise entitled day, the earth ke of the Avon cray aspidor ke. Is they egman say, as we originally ye itn re, or fe the archne alatski ke edi re irise, in ye aintine or the or fe fe.
Jetzt kommt Meister Rozovsky. Besteigt jetzt das Podium.
Maestro Rozovsky vient d'entrer. Il s'approche du podium.
Maestro Rozovsky has just entered. He approaches the stand.
Maestro Rozovsky, re, as he as che entered ye, I he approaches ye the and stay.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
A blinding flash, a blast of jets, and streaking across the skies, the bulbous figure of the Starship Goodyear. Noch Kalatski, Interplanetary Adventurer! Beyond rocket power, beyond the future, beyond the pale, this Yankee hero was protector of the planets, who, with his faithful junior interplanetary hero companion Jimmy Pieable, fought a never-ending battle against truth, justice, and the American way. Project with us now to those thrilling days of years to come, as with a thundering roar from his atomic bowling ball and a hearty...
Yakshimash!
Noch Kalatski faces... The Curse of the Craven Cuspidor! Kids, Notch is brought to you today by Rectanglatine, that fine-tasting, acne-producing chocolate-flavored milk supplement that gives Notch and all his faithful junior interplanetary heroes the stamina to face their foes ferociously and the power to beat the shit out of them. And kids, don't forget to stay tuned for Notch for your special Rectanglatine junior interplanetary hero secret message. And for you kids who haven't yet set in, for your special Rectanglatine Noch Kalatski junior interplanetary hero membership card and decoder ring, we're going to tell you just how you can get one. But right now, let's see what's happening with Notch. Notch and Jimmy are streaking through outer space in the sleek silver starship Goodyear.
Well, Notch, we just got to rescue Tushu's the Earth Girl who has been captured by the evil gong. Look! Why, Two Shoes has a Rectanglatine secret formula that makes its soul thick and gooey and good for you, too.
Not alone that, Jimmy, but she also has the key to the John.
You know what terrible things could erupt because of this, Notch?
I do know. That's why I need the key to the John.
Hurricane Orgel, Notch! We're being attacked by a fleet of flying saucers!
A fleet of flying saucers? Duns buns, Jimmy. It must be the evil gong. The Gook's equally evil, sickening squadron. Quick, Jimmy, the controls. Set the Anapasto molecularizer to 30. Fire the catatonic retrospectives. Give me a reading on the iambic pentameter.
The iambic pentameter's on and skinny, Notch.
Okay, accentuate the positive.
Chick, Notch.
Eliminate the negative.
Chick, Notch. Hey, what about the battle in the middle?
Don't mess with Mr. In-Between, kid. Burn the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Furnace is firing, Notch.
Pull over to the car, first mate. I repeat, pull over to the car.
They're gaining on us, Jimmy.
What'll we do?
Gotta try to shoot them down.
That means you'll have to go outside and get a good beat on them with your baseball bat ray gun.
That's right. Help me out with my spacesuit, Jimmy.
But Notch, you could get killed out there.
Why didn't I think of that? That just shows how much I, Notch Kolotsky, rely on you, Jimmy, and all faithful junior interplanetary heroes.
I hope all good white Christian American kids send in their rectangular inner seals and join up so they can help me just like I do.
Right. Now let me help you with your spacesuit, Jimmy.
Too late, Notch. One of them's already sent out a boarding party.
Open the door and let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Steady, Jimmy. I'll handle this. Who is it?
Oh, LeBron.
Oh, he told a fib.
Bad guys always tell fibs, Jimmy.
All right, boys, blast the hatch open. We can hatch, blast, and race.
They're coming in. Get me my sword, Jimmy.
Notch, how come in the 25th century we still fight with swords in outer space?
We believe in organic warfare.
Meanwhile, Two Shoes the Earth Girl has been captured by the sickening squadron and is being tortured by henchmen of Gong, the evil Gook.
Achtung, Fräulein Earth Girl! You're going to tell us the secret of the rectangulating secret formula, yeah? Or do we lower you into this vat of boiling hot chicken fat?
You chinks ain't gonna get nothing out of me. I got an iron will.
Iron will? Fruit!
Jawohl, Hans.
Did you find an iron will when you searched her before?
Nein, Hans.
Then search her again!
Wow, kids, that's some brouhaha. And that ain't funny. But before we see what happens with Notch, here's a special message from the chief of the Interplanetary Hero Service. His honor, Captain Clout. Come in, Captain.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Boys and girls of that great planet of Earth, this is a great adventure yous is watching, and I'm sure yous want to watch more of this great radio adventure. Notch could sure use some of that great rectangulatine right now. We all could use some of that great rectangulatine right now, or even any time of the day or night, because of rectangulatine's great duplicity.
God bless Captain Clout!
Thank yous. And speaking of rectangulatine, how many of you boys and girls from that great planet of Earth have sent in your $1.35 and your rectangulatine inner seal to join up with the Junior Interplanetary Hero Ward Organization? Let's see a show of hands. What's the matter with some of you kids? I wish somebody tell me what's the matter with some of you kids. I don't know. What's the matter with some of you kids? Don't you want to grow up to be a great interplanetary hero? Don't you want to be a great American patriot under the good Lord? See, when you sends in your inner seal and your $1.35, we send you back a special membership card and decoder ring. You can decode your daily messages from it. And when you close up the ring's genuine simulated secret compartment, nobody but the in crowd will know that the ring you're wearing is anything more than a hunk of junk. Why don't you want to join the in crowd? Clout's a member of the in crowd, and Clout will take care of other members of the in crowd, whether there be black or white or yellow or Spanish or any religions or creeds. Any of you kids who are members of the in crowd, if you see a kid who ain't wearing a decoder ring, you trounce him, because Clout says it's okay. That kid you beat up ain't no better than them Krauts and Jerrys and Hessians that are made interplanetary heroes so necessary and indispensable and hard to get along with these days.
Point of order, Mr. President. Point of order.
Shut up, Simpson. So, if any of you kids don't have a decoder ring, don't want to get the shit beat out of you by a real He-Man and Block Club pal of Notch Kolotsky, you better join up. You better join if you know what's good for you. Send in to the Solar System Clerk, Interplanetary Hero Service, room 500, 121 North LaSalle, Chicago, Illinois. Now get ready for today's special secret message. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs eat ivy. Now you got that, kids, because I'm only going to repeat it once. Now you kids decode that message and send it in to me, Captain Clout, because the first 10 kids who do will get a special custodial appointment to the Interplanetary Park District. Thank yous.
When we last left Notch, he and Jimmy had been captured by the sickening squadron of Gong, the evil Gook. Two Shoes the Earth Girl had already been trussed up in that villain's torture chamber. But what of Dr. Quackovich, benevolent scientist, inventor of Rectangulatine and Ma Quackovich's fair weather snake oil? When we last left him, he was prisoner inside Gong, the evil Gook's insidious laboratory. His scientific mind plots escape.
Scientist Quackovich.
Huh? Top of the morning, guard.
Hey, want to place a bet in the football pool?
Well, now, sure, what do you got, huh?
Yeah, the Galaxy Gladiators are playing the Belladonna Oinkers in the toilet bowl.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll put 30 on the Oinkers. Put me down for 30 Edgar Rice Krispies Box Thompson.
Go place the bet.
Yeah, toodaloo, toodaloo. Yeah, alone at last now to call my precinct, Captain. I'll just take out the secret intercom of my own design, unfold it. There now. To activate the secret intercom. Murray Hill, 4-0-0-9-8.
Interplanetary Hero Service, IHS. In disgrace in outer space, IHS will save your face.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble. I'm in trouble.
I cannot hear you, sir. Please speak louder.
No, I don't dare. Oh, please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this castle. Someone's going to murder me, and you've got to get in touch with there it is. My secret alarm system invention. He's coming. He's coming down the stairs. Oh, give me the scientific genius in distress department.
Ringing the scientific genius in distress department.
Y'all, is Imperial Yellow Barrel Hood Gong! The evil Duke!
Scientific genius in distress department.
Sorry, wrong number.
Hello, Doctor.
Top of the morning, your insidiousness.
I've come to see how you think our laboratories compare to those on your native planet Earth, from which we have spirited you, pursued by that nemesis of evil, Notch Kalatsky, Berwin-born bowling bravo and tech sergeant in the Interplanetary Hero Service, my arch-enemy.
Would you repeat the question?
How do your laboratories compare to those on your native planet Earth?
Oh, Kushla McCree, there's no comparison, Your Highness. Here, let me show you something. I've discovered a new ray that outrays your old rays.
You mean you?
Yes, Your Malignancy. Mixed with a little thermodiatonic cholesterol, you could spread over the entire Earth an epidemic of terminal tooth decay.
Is this the machine? The one with the rococo cherub sculpted to the rivets and the Jacob's ladder above the panel flashing 100,000th of a second flashes, further ornamenting the Etruscan latticework and Art Nouveau pastiche circumlocuting the vacuum tubes?
No, Your Highness, that's the trash can. No, I'm talking about this one here. This with the Doric columns and the Edwardian filigree embossed in gold leaf on the knobs and the monitoring system shaped into a silver Art Deco bas relief of Billy Sunday. God bless him. And over here is my automatic alarm system. Here. Throw that bologna sandwich into its field.
A vulgar.
Amazing.
And over here are my neutron chafing dish, solar nightlight, flushless toilet, and battery-operated taxi dancer.
You've been quite busy since we sent you here half an hour ago. It's a 20-minute walk from the throne room.
Now, kids, this is an aside. I have gained his confidence. He thinks I am going to betray my fellow Earthlings and the American way, but he's wrong. I'm going to hold out for a long-term contract.
Doctor. Near with your help, we gooks can subjugate the entire universe, torture millions of people, fix infinite traffic tickets, put up scores of 4+1s, get those weirdos out of Hyde Park and make them move to Emiston, and then the entire solar system will be mine. Mine, I tell you, mine!
Why, you're mad.
Mad, am I, when I have the FHA at my knees? Ha ha, then we'll see who's mad.
Aluga! Your Obi-Wan, me alarm system tells me that somebody has just entered the laboratory.
Greetings, your malignancy. I bring thee tidings. The Earthman Kalatsky and his henchman Two Shoes, the Earth Girl, and Jimmy Pineapple had just been brought to the palace.
Nah, show them to the throne room. Ha ha, this should be amusing.
Yes, your fecalness.
Dr. Quackovich, you are a genius.
Oh, now, all that I am or ever will be, I owe to my ancient mother.
Be that as it may, you will now accompany me to the throne room.
Oh, yes, your atrociousness. Aluga! Aluga!
But just at that minute in the throne room, another plot is laying an egg. Another plot is hatching.
Please, Prince Bearass, we cannot neck in the throne room. My father, the merciless Goop Gong, will soon be here. He'll want a kibitz.
But, Princess Azusa, I think I love you.
Alas on you, Prince Bearass. My heart belongs to another, an Earthman.
Not that arch-good guy, Notch Kalotsky.
Prithee, nay. I am enamored of Dr. Jose Sigmund Quackovich. Sigh.
Say, you're supposed to sigh.
Oh, yeah. Such a mighty brain under those bald spots. But soft, even now he approaches with my father, the aforementioned Gong. Evil Gook?
The Earthman shall pay for this.
What could he mean by that? Greetings, oh father dear. Hi there, Docuwaki.
23 Skidoo.
Well, my daughter, Princess Azusa, why are you not out playing in the traffic with your sisters Anaheim and Cucamonga, or spooning with that egg Prince Bearass, your betrothed?
Because, Father, you told me that I could marry the person, place, or thing of my choice. And I chose him, Dr. Quackovich, as my husband, consort, and sex object.
Why, this is so sudden.
But, my dear, Dr. Quackovich isn't a person, place, or thing. He is a scientist. However, I shall consult his mother.
Oh, Kushla McCree, she will surely object. She doesn't believe in marrying outside one's own planet, you see.
I'll take care of that little obstacle.
Now, what could she mean by that?
Get me a spaceship and a ray gun.
Sire, may I have permission to approach the throne?
Well, what is it, knave?
The prisoners await with all.
Oh, bring them before my presence. Oh, as a matter of fact, leave the presents under the Christmas tree. I'll open them later.
Yes, your pimple brain. Bring in the earth people.
Let go of me, you creep!
Two Shoes, it's you. Where's the key to the John?
Shut in its notch. Two Shoes and little Jimmy.
Duck, am I glad you're here? I've got the sharp, throbbing pain in the...
Silence! So you are the Earth Girl, Two Shoes.
What's it to you?
I want the secret rectangulian formula so that I can use it to fortify my sickening squadron.
Get serious. I can't do that.
And why not, pray?
Because that would be un-American. In these troubled times when Jerry's Nips and Dagos are trying to trample through our amber waves of grain where the grapes of wrath are stored, trying to conquer with their iron talons our purple mountains, majesties, long may they wave, it is the duty of every right-thinking white American to beat his plowshares into pruning hooks for motherhood and fatherland, to cloak himself in old glory and remembering the grandeur of the Maine, the Alamo, the Bill of Rights, the Bebop, and the gross national product to join freedom marchers everywhere and by opposing end them and to shout to the warlords of fascism, keep thou thy story pomp, she said, but give me war bonds or give me death.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Silence! Do not anger Gong. The
evil gook or the great god Cowabunga?
Cowabunga!
You. Your eyes, your lips, your hair, your teeth. You're beautiful.
Don't touch me. I am a virgin.
Congratulations, but I didn't mean you. I meant him.
Me?
Notch? Holy Wakoda!
Good Lord, Notch, I never knew you swung that way.
Guards, take the Earth Girl to the torture chamber, sacrifice the brat to the rattleskunk to appease the great god Cowabunga, return the doctor to the laboratory, and prepare Kalatsky for the wedding.
Wow, kids, this is the worst great Notch has ever been in. How will he ever get out of this one? Notch Kalatsky Interplanetary Adventure was brought to you today by Rectangletine. For muscles of iron, bones of concrete, and teeth of porcelain, nothing beats chocolate-flavored Rectangletine. And on alternate Shrove Tuesdays, Notch's sponsor is...
Chatterly Chitterling chain of chewable chitterling cuisine, such as Chatterly Chitlin Chunkies, the only breakfast cereal shaped like Ursula Andress.
Chatterly Chitlins are the best. Look so good upon your vest. Serve them to unwanted guests. Stuff the mattress with the rest. Looks like Ursula Andress.
As Chaza the Pig says...
Kids, we gotta help Notch. We can't let Gong... The evil gook get his hands on the junior interplanetary secret code now, can we?
No!
That's why we're changing the code. That's right, kids. The code is different, and the new decoder is a streamlined all-purpose P-38 cannon bottle opener made from durable paper mache.
Yay!
So send in another inner seal and $1.35, and we'll send you back your new membership card and decoder ring and an autographed picture of Notch in his diamond-studded Judd Bird. The address again is Solar System Clerk, room 500, 121 North LaSalle, Chicago, Illinois. Don't delay. Kids, you have been listening to Notch Kalatsky, Interplanetary Adventurer. The cast included Uncle John as Notch, Auntie Joan as Jimmy Two Shoes and Azusa, Uncle Bill as Dr. Quackovich, Uncle Ken as Gong, and Uncle Don as Captain Clout. Dick Simpson played himself. Also in the cast were Auntie Slugger and Uncle Findo. Uncle Findo also wrote, produced, and directed this whole record. Uncle Barry and Uncle Stew engineered. Second cousin-in-law, once removed, Hans, wrote the music. This is your host, Uncle Gary. Be sure to tune in next time.
Cat.
Oh. Well, that'll hold the little buggers.
Anybody want to send up for
a... Yeah, I'm going to go.
Your place or mine, Johnny. Yeah,